This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by FeedTheBirds.com. Birdseed delivered. The weather has us in and out of our homes and in and out of our lawns. As we gently gear up for gardening, we may find what's left behind by our dogs. Urine. Dog pee and your lawn don't get along. Their urine contains nitrogen. It would be ideal to train Fido to pee on gravel or dirt, but that won't stop other dogs from taking advantage of your grass. You can buy a lawn repair kit at most garden centers, or you can mix your own. After the soil has warmed up and isn't wet, you can lift out the dead grass, loosen the soil, and mix a handful of seed with a bucket of a good potting soil blend, and spread it out over Fido or Fifi's spots. The general grass seed is a mix of Kentucky bluegrass with fine fescues and perennial ryegrass. Be sure to read the label for sun or shade areas. Water and mulch it to keep it moist and keep the seeds in place. Depending on the size of the area, you may want to put some sort of anchor like straw down until it sprouts. Spring is the second best time to plant grass seed. Mid-August to mid-September is the best time. However, with ugly dead spots, we want to get a start as soon as possible. Once you get some grass started, it will help keep weeds at bay. With snow melt, you may discover snow mold in your lawn. Pink or gray snow mold starts in winter with infected plant debris that's been left on the lawn. This fungus will continue to grow if the area remains wet and cold. If you have any snow left, rake it out to dry the area faster. Fungi don't like it dry. Go to GardenBite.com for more information and pictures too. From farm to feeder, bird seed direct to your door. FeedTheBirds.com skips the middleman. Blended fresh daily, FeedTheBirds.com has just the blends to bring your backyard to life. Whether you're a first-time bird feeder or a pro, go to FeedTheBirds.com to find the perfect blend. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.